The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
It's halftime here at Marshall High School. The boys' game here at the home of the Redhawks find the Marshall on top of Coldwater 24-23. The halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. And you can call them at 278-6960. First, for the Marshall Redhawks, Jacob Brubaker with two, Terry and Patterson with two, Danny Welke with a couple of three-pointers in the first quarter. He has six. Landry Reynolds leading the way for the Red and Black with seven. Angus Bennett, Marshall's leading scorer coming in, held to just 2 points. He has also been riddled with foul trouble. In fact, we did not see him at all in the second quarter. Devontae Birch with two, and Drew Devine with three. Those are the 24 that are currently up on the board for the Marshall Redhawks. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhues in two, Scout Case with two, Grant Maurer with a free throw. Luke Sempion leading all scorers at this point with 12, Ryan Mock with two, Logan Taggart with four. Those are the 23 that are up on the board for the Cardinals right now. By the quarters, Marshall with a 13-10 first quarter. Cardinals outscoring the Redhawks 13-11. Both teams coming in with 0-4 SMAC East records, 1-5 overall, but you would never know it by how top league competitive this game has been so far. Rebounds are even at 16 apiece. Ryan Mock leading the way on the boards with four. Meanwhile, for Marshall, Terry and Patterson and Landry Reynolds each with four. Turnovers, 6 for the Cardinals, 8 for the Redhawks. Off of those turnovers, the Redhawks with the 8-6 edge. Shooting percentages, the Cardinals in the first half, 9 of 24, 37.5%. Scads of improvement over the 8% shooting average they had in the second half against Sturgis on Friday night. 0 of 1 from the three-point line, 5 of 11 from the free-throw line. That's good for 45.5%. Marshall, meanwhile, 9 of 22 shooting, 40.9%, 3 of 5 from downtown, 60%. Two of those long bombs coming from Welke and the other one from Devine. Just 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. The Redhawks with 6 assists compared to just 2 for Coldwater. Magos credited with the 2 assists. Meanwhile, Brubaker with 2, Thomas, Birch, and Devine each with 1. We mentioned the halftime score of the girls' game back in Coldwater. That game is, I'm guessing, somewhere in the middle of the third quarter. Marshall had a 25-20 lead over the Coldwater girls' varsity. Kenzie Galloway leading the way for the girls in red and white with 13 points, so a very competitive game. A lot of Marshall's games, to be quite honest with you, looking at some of the reports, have been blowouts, but the Cardinals are keeping it very close. See how competitive it becomes in the second half. Again, when I talked with Ken Smoker earlier today, he looked. He seemed very confident that his team would do well. Go over some of the other scores, particularly from the underclassmen games that were played earlier tonight. And so far, the Redhawks are 4-for-4 in the underclassmen games. The girls' games went to Marshall 42-24 in the freshman game and 45-23 in the JV. The boys' contest here at Marshall, freshmen won 44-41. The Marshall freshmen did win 44-41. And the JV boys with a 59-45 win over Quinn Berry is the Coldwater JVs, who pick up just their first loss of the season. The Cardinals actually had the lead at the half of that particular game, 24-23, but a 19-9 third quarter really did in the Cardinal JVs there. Go ahead and take this 2-minute, 30-second break and be back with second half action after this Marshall 24, Coldwater 23. At the half, you are listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our contest. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. It is Marshall 24, Coldwater 23 as we start the second half. Coldwater ball moving from right to left. Marshall from left to right as we have switched sides to start the second half. Scout Case back in to the Coldwater lineup. He inbounds to Grant Maurer, finds Luke Stempion. Taggart and Mock, the other two on the floor for Coldwater. Meanwhile, Marshall back to their starting unit, Brubaker, Welke, Reynolds, Bennett, and Devine again. Bennett, we didn't see any of. In the second quarter, as Luke Stempion takes it strong to the cup and scores and gives the Cardinals a one-point lead, 25-24. Marshall's first trip up the floor, Angus Bennett had the ball go between his legs. He picks it up, turns around, shoots and scores. And there's a whistle and a foul underneath, which may be separate from Angus' shot. Grant Maurer picks up his first foul, team first of the second half. The foul occurring again after Bennett's make. Oh, Marshall will inbound underneath their bucket. Danny Welke is looking. Gets the ball to Brubaker. Now swing the ball around the perimeter. Devine finds Reynolds. Shoots from the free throw line. It's a little strong. Mock has it. It's off of Bennett's hand. Picked up by the Cardinals. Mock to Stempion to Case. Being guarded on the tough man-to-man D by Drew Devine up top. Now moves to the wing. Bounce pass goes to Stempion. He'll get the ball back outside up top to Mock. Looking for Stempion. Instead, he'll take it himself from 15 right baseline. It's short. Bennett with a rebound. Have the ball come to Danny Welke. Swings the ball. Landry Reynolds, he lost the handle of it. We'll swing it across to the left corner. Offensive foul. Ryan Mock takes the charge as Brubaker tried to take it strong to the cup. That's Brubaker's third foul. Team first the second half of Marshall. Cardinal ball out of bounds. They trail 26-25, 6:42 left to play in the third quarter. Scout Case across the timeline. Devine again picking him up. Bounce pass looking for Ryan Mock. It was too hot of a pass for Mock to handle. Ball's going the other way. The Cardinals are throwing out the 2-2-1 full court zone press. Drew Devine gets it across. He's met up by a double team of Stempion and Maurer. Now finds Angus Bennett. Did he travel? Yes, he did. A little traveling, you think, Sammy? Double team quickly closed in on the right elbow on Angus Bennett. And he just didn't look where his feet were, essentially. Well, the Cardinals with a chance to retake the lead. 6:17 and counting left to play in the third quarter. 26-25, and Marshall switched up to a 3-2 zone. Here's Luke Stempion on the right wing. Bounce pass to Maurer. Out to the elbow. Loose ball collected by Stempion. Off of Mock screen. Gets the ball out to Case on the left corner. Now bounce pass to Maurer. Stempion coming out to the right wing. He'll receive the bounce pass from Maurer. Cut off by the double team at 3-2 zone. Now Mock on the corner. Trying to lock inside Taggart. It's tipped. It's tipped. Called in by Landry Reynolds for Marshall. Here comes Devine. Chris Thomas getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. Of course, Brubaker is still out there on the floor, having picked up his third foul moments ago. 26-25 Redhawks, 5:30 left in the quarter. Reynolds to Devine on the left wing. He will back it out. Cardinals playing their regular man-to-man defense. Here's Angus Bennett on the right wing. Mock looking at him. A couple of head fakes by Brubaker. Triple team collapses on him. The bounce pass, the reverse doesn't go in for Drew Devine. Then a three-bound putback doesn't go in, but he fouls. Ryan Mock picking up his first foul, team second. No one really in any foul trouble aside from Luke Beckhusen, who will probably come in midway through the third quarter. He has two. Meanwhile, for Marshall, Brubaker with three. And he is going to come out and give way to Chris Thomas. Angus Bennett sinks his first free throw, increasing the Marshall lead to two. Could be three with another make here. It rolls off the hoop. It's still 27-25 Marshall, 5:07 left to play in the quarter. Bounce pass to Luke Stempion inside the right corner of the perimeter. We'll get it back out. Now Marshall switched up to a 2-3 zone. Case lopping it inside to Stempion on the left block. Turns around, shoots over Thomas, and it was a little short. Here come the Redhawks. Drew Devine with the ball. To the right wing, he'll reset between the circles. Landry Reynolds on the right corner. Now get it to Welke. A couple of triples early in the first quarter. Strong hit to the bucket by Angus Bennett, plus one. Count the bucket. Logan Taggart with his second foul. Team second of the half for Coldwater. It's now 29-25. Redhawks could be 30-25 if Bennett finishes on a three-point play, which he does. 30 for the Redhawks and 25 for the Cardinals. 4:25 left to play in the third quarter. Marshall back to the 3-2 zone. Case between the circles, get it to Maurer, double team at the elbow, get out to Stempion, trying to dribble, penetrate, kick it out. Case launches a triple in the right corner. It's an air ball. Bennett with a rebound. And the Hawks Nest will not let him forget it the rest of the night. Reynolds puts a shoulder on Mock. No call. The shot is wild. Here come the Cardinals. Case to a flying Grant Maurer. He kisses it off the glass from the right baseline. The Cardinals draw to within three, 30-27. Ball poked away by Maurer. Devine picks it up in the backcourt. Now Devine to Reynolds off the handle. Maurer tripped over Landry Reynolds. Who's the foul going to go against? Maurer flew into Reynolds with his back turned, and Reynolds, the unlucky dog, picking up his second foul. Tyrion Patterson will come in for Marshall. Reynolds to the bench. Meanwhile, Luke Beckhusen coming in for Scout Case. Beckhusen with two fouls does indeed come in midway through the quarter. There's now 3:40 left to play in the frame. The Cardinals trail by 3, 30-27. 3-2 zone being shown by the Redhawks. Bounce pass to Maurer on the left wing. One head fake, get it back up top to Stempia. Moves to the elbow, shoots in front of the double team at short. Pulling in the rebound is Logan Taggart. Now to Stempia. The reverse is short, but he is blocked, and he should go up for a pair. He will. A foul going up against Tyrion Patterson. That is going to be his first, team third of the second half. Team fouls are even at three apiece. Stempian going 4-for-7 from the charity stripe in the first half. Leading all scorers with now with 14 points and 15 as Stempian sinks the first. 30-28 Marshall, 3:16 left to play in the third quarter. Second one is short. Bennett flies in for the rebound. Here comes Drew Devine, finds Welke on the right wing, bounce pass to Patterson on the low right block. Shot block, loose ball picked up, a Beck, kicked away by Beckhusen. Beckhusen ahead to a streaking Grant Maurer. He's got numbers, layup good for Maurer. We're tied at 30s, 2:55 left to play in the quarter. Beckhusen pulls the ball away from Thomas. That was last off of Thomas after the poke away. The Cardinals with a huge break here. Stempian inbounds to Beckhusen. Now Luke Stempian with the ball. He's at the top of the key. Swings the ball to Maurer. Bounce pass feeding Taggart inside. Lost the dribble. Picks it back up despite the triple team that collapsed on him. Taggart scores the Cardinals with their first lead of the second half, 32-30. 2:37 left to play in the third quarter. Ball knocked away. The pass intended for Welke on the right wing. It was knocked away by Mock. Ball goes into the Marshall bench. Will be Red Hawk ball. Right sideline. Welke finds Devine on the inbound play. Cardinals are showing a 2-3 zone this time. A little more variety on the defensive scheme. That's keeping Marshall off kilter. A steal off a bad pass. Maurer with the ball. Chance for the Cardinals to add to their 2-point lead. 2:17 left in the third quarter. Here's Maurer. Bounce pass back. Beckhusen launches a triple. It's an air ball. Rebound by Ma. Couple of pump fakes off the glass and good. Hard work paying off for the Cardinals underneath once again. They lead by 4. Their biggest of the night so far. 34-30 as we count down to 2 minutes left to play in the quarter. Timeout next down. A full timeout with 1:59 left to play in the third quarter. 34-30 Cardinals. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it. Haylett has them. Parts and accessories. Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Marshall High School. Red Hawks will get the ball coming out of their timeout. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, end of the third quarter in the varsity girls game back at Coldwater. Marshall with a 5-point lead. They've hung on to that 5-point lead that they had at the half, 34-29, the Lady Red Hawks. Lead by 5 back at Coldwater. The Cardinal boys lead by 4 as play resumes, 34-30. Here's Jacob Brubaker back into the Marshall lineup with his 3 fouls. He has the ball on the right corner. Get the ball up top to Devine as the Cardinals are sticking around on that 2-3 zone. Reynolds locking the ball inside to Bennett. Juggles, shoots, and scores from 5. It's one way to defeat the 2-3 zone. Get your big guy in the middle, and he's got nice soft hands, and he's able to finish more of those 5 footers. The Cardinals lead by 2, 34-32. Luke Stempian is near the center court line with Brubaker guarding him on Marshall's man-to-man D. They switch back up man-to-man. Here's Maurer, cut off at the elbow, gets the ball to Mock. One head fake on the left corner, now moving to the high left block. It's short, Bennett with a rebound. May have been partially blocked. Here come the Redhawks. Long pass to Landry Reynolds, and they force the fast break. We're tied up again at 34. 55 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Here's Luke Stempien with the ball. He looks toward the Coldwater bench. Brian Kelly signaling go four corners. Play for the final stop. That forces Marshall to go into a 2-3 zone. Stempien to Mock on the left corner. Now to Taggart. Moves the right elbow. The feed to Grant Maurer. Scoops off from the right baseline is short. Here comes Landry Reynolds. He had the rebound. Swings the ball to Drew Devine. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. The Redhawks will play for the final shot of the frame. Cardinals extending their man-to-man defense. Looks like a zone at times. Welke getting the ball from Brubaker. Now to Landry Reynolds up top. Brubaker launches a triple from the left corner and he brings it. Redhawks with a three-point lead at the buzzer. The shot from half court falls short. It's 37-34. Marshall, after three quarters of play, back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Jacob Brubaker with a three-pointer near the end of the third quarter, giving the Marshall Redhawks a 37-34 lead. Redhawks outscoring the Cardinals in the third frame, 13-11. And the Marshall Redhawks will get the ball back to start the fourth quarter. Chance to add onto the lead. Ryan Hamley checked in for Coldwater during the timeout, along with Blaze Watson. Now the Redhawks trying to milk some time off the clock. Welke getting the ball on the left wing. Now to Drew Devine, 30 feet away. Moves to the top of the key. Brubaker, right wing. Now back up top, Drew Devine. Bounce pass. Welke, long lob. Brubaker hauls it in, launches a triple. Drains another triple. Oh, what a dagger. 6-point Redhawk lead, thanks to Jacob Brubaker coming in late in the third quarter with three fouls, draining a triple near the end of the third and draining a triple about half a minute into the fourth. Taggart blocked from behind by Bennett. The ball picked up by Blaze Watson. Now Beck Houston trying to attack the middle lane. Swoop shot altered by Bennett. Whistle on a foul on the collision, looking for the rebound, and the foul is going to go against Coldwater. I believe they assessed Luke Stempien the infraction. They did. It is his first, team fourth. Beck Husen out and Scout Case back in. Case, Hadley, Stempien, Watson, and Taggart, the five on the floor for Coldwater right now. They trail by 6, 40-34. The ever dangerous Brubaker getting the ball between the circles to Devine. Off of Bennett's screen, Brubaker giving it on the weave to Welke. Running the motion offense, Drew Devine moving to the left wing. Now to Brubaker. Cut off at the elbow, now back to Welke. Motion offense, Drew Devine getting it back. Moving to the right corner, now up top. Get it to Brubaker. Couldn't make three triples in a row. That rattled in and out, but the rebound put that goes going by Angus Bennett. 42-34. It's Marshall's biggest lead of the night. It's 8, 6, 15 left to play. Bounce pass, Hadley trying to feed Taggart. Rips the ball back from Landry Reynolds. Reynolds flops, no call, and Taggart converts on the wiener on the low left box, 42-36. Back to a two-possession game. 6 minutes left to play in the fourth. Off of Welke's screen, Drew Devine moves to the right wing. And the ball to Welke. Moves to the top of key. Now off to the left on the weave. Up high. Brubaker will get the ball to the referees as Marshall is assessed the foul. Rich Randall said that Landry Reynolds set an illegal screen. That is Reynolds' third foul. Team fourth in the second half. Team fouls are even at four apiece. Here's Coldwater with the ball. They trail by six, 42-36. Ryan Hadley moving to the left corner. Double team on him. Ball poked away. And what do we have here? It's going to go back to the Cardinals as it just went out of bounds before the Redhawks could save it in the backcourt. Grant Maurer inbounds to Scout Case. Ryan Mock will check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Drew Devine guarding him on Marshall's man-to-man defensive set. Pass deflected by Devine and goes out of bounds back to Coldwater. Now here comes Mock. Comes in for Hadley. 5:22 left to play in the fourth quarter. Marshall 42, Coldwater 36 from Marshall High School. The inbound comes to Grant Maurer on the right wing, up top of Mock. Guarded by Reynolds. Now here's Grant Maurer with a dribble right, kick it out to Case, moving to the free throw line. The Cardinals playing a little bit of motion offense. A leaner over Bennett, shot by Grant Maurer, short. Bennett with a rebound, boxing out Maurer underneath the bucket. Here come the Redhawks. Danny Welke on the right corner, trying to get it inside Landry Reynolds. It's stolen by Luke Stempien. Luke Stempien has numbers. Layup, good! 4-point Redhawk lead, 42-38, 4:45 left. In regulation, we've got to start thinking about that. Drew Devine met up by a double team. Finds Brubaker on the bounce pass on the left wing. Now back to Devine to reset things. The Cardinals have gone back to a 2-3 zone. An excellent job by the Cardinals mixing up their defenses, man-to-man, 2-3 zone. We even saw a little bit of 1-2-2 zone. Here's Reynolds down the middle, a layup, it falls short, whistle, and a Marshall foul on the battle for the rebound, and it's going to go against Angus Bennett. He picks up his third foul. Team fifth, token pressure coming from Marshall in the backcourt in the form of Devine and Brubaker. Scout Case getting the ball across the timeline. Devine meets up with him. Stempien catches the ball, and timeout is going to be called by Coldwater as Michael Magos gets ready to check in. 4:11 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Marshall 42, Coldwater 38. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back here at Marshall High School, both Coldwater and Marshall coming into this contest with identical 0-4 Smackies marks, 1-5 overall, but you would never know it by the score that we see up on the board. A very tough, competitive contest. Marshall's led by as many as 8, Coldwater by as many as 4. Marshall leads by 4 as we resume play, 42-38. Cardinal ball, Michael Magos, double team on the right wing, moving up top. Marshall's gone to a 1-2-2 zone. Pass comes to Luke Stempy in between the circle, 3:55 left. Instructions coming from Brian Kelly on the Coldwater bench. Stempy moves to the right wing, slings the ball, looking for Mahar. It was taken away by his number counterpart, Angus Bennett. The ball had a head taller than him. And the fast break is finished by Landry Reynolds, other end of the floor. Marshall leads by 6, 44-38. 3:34 left. Ryan Mock catches, shoots from 10 and scores from the left baseline. After that exchange of buckets, it's 44-40. Marshall bounce pass to Angus Bennett in the front court. Spin move over Logan Taggart, shoots and misses, whistle and a foul against the Redhawks. Rich Randall, one of our favorite referees, assessing Angus Bennett, his fourth foul, team 6. He's still out there on the floor. Redhawks lead by 4, 44-40. Here's Magos, top of the key. The Cardinals running some motion offense. Here's Maurer. Looking for Stempion, was defended well by Brubaker. Stempion gets it with Brubaker guarding him, tosses Mock, left corner, 3. Bam! How about that? 1 point Marshall lead, 44-43. The Cardinals throwing out a 2-1-2 zone press this time. Devine tosses to Brubaker. He gets it across the timeline, breaks the press to Welke up top, and now Devine to reset. 2:37 left to play in regulation. It is Marshall 44, Coldwater 43. Brubaker on the left wing slings the ball to Reynolds, and now inside from Devine to Bennett. He's fouled. For the Cardinals, Logan Taggart with his third foul, team 5th. Non-shooting foul, so a pretty decent foul, all things considered. Marshall ball inside, Landon Reynolds tried to tip it to Bennett. Intercepted by the Cardinals. Here comes Magos pushing the ball up the floor. Reynolds almost poked the ball back away from him. He'll find Luke Stempion to reset and sell things down with the Cardinals having another chance. Whistle and a foul against Marshall. Jacob Brubaker picking up his fourth on Stempion's take. And it's going to be the team 7 sending Stempion to the free throw line for 1-1. Stempion leading the way for the Cardinals with 17. He got a miss. He got his own rebound, but it was poked away by Bennett, taken in by Welke. Now Drew Devine with the ball under 2 minutes left, 1:55 and counting to be more precise. The Redhawks lead by 1. Bounce pass to Welke, sideline left. Stempion hawking him as the Cardinals have gone back man-to-man. Here's Jacob Brubaker. Nice feed. A streaky Landry Reynolds, and he scores. Cardinals trail by 3, 46-43. Here come the boys in red and white. Luke Stempion, dribble drive, shoots over the double team and gets the floater to go in from 5. Back and forth we go. It's 46-45 Redhawks. The Cardinals throwing out a zone. Now they peel back. They'll try to trap them. Welke with the ball to Drew Devine on the back right corner of the front court. Magel's trying to poke the ball away. The Cardinals go back man-to-man. Brubaker, Welke to Devine on the right wing being hawked by Magel. Now the bounce pass to Bennett. Taggart guarding him with 1:06 left to play. The feed to Drew Devine. Shoots from the high right box and scores. His first two-point bucket of the game is a big one. The Redhawks lead by 3 once again. Here's Maurer for 3 from the left wing. It's just short. Bennett with a rebound. 51 seconds left. And Mock and Brubaker collide into each other. Mock picking up his second foul. Not a bad foul. That is just a team 6. The Redhawks will get it in the backcourt out of bounds following this Coldwater timeout with 49.9 seconds left. It's a full timeout. With Marshall leading Coldwater 48-45, back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And we'd like to acknowledge the newest member of our Sports Boosters Club, Harold Chevrolet in Angola. Marshall Ball, the Cardinals are going to throw out a diamond press, 49.9 seconds left in regulation. It is Marshall 48, Coldwater 45. Danny Welke, they went down the ball in the backcourt. Anton threw to Vine immediately two times. It comes back to Welke. Luke Stempien commits the foul. His second, team seven. Welke, 94 feet to the other end of the floor for a 1-1. His first trip to the free throw line tonight, coming with 46.6 seconds left in regulation. Welke dips, shoots, converts. He will get the bonus. The Red Hawks make it a two-possession game once again, 49-45. 46.6 seconds left in regulation. Back end goes in as well for Welke. The Red Hawks lead by 5, 50-45. Quickly, the other end of the floor, Stempien. A strong take left, locks, and he scores. Timeout, Coldwater. 39 and a half seconds left, 50-47. Red Hawks, 50-30. So we're back in 30. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
At the Willows, your meal is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. Enjoy hard or soft shell beef tacos for just a dollar each. And why not add a refreshing margarita for $3 or a Corona for just $2? Enjoy Karen's homemade chili or their soup of the day. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 p.m. with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Quick game reset. Both Coldwater and Marshall have 17 fouls apiece. So they're all in the 1-1. The possession arrow, if there is a tie-up, is pointing toward Coldwater. Marshall with four timeouts left. Coldwater with two, 50-47. The Red Hawks will lead. Scout Case checking back in during the break, immediately fouling Drew Devine as part of a double team. Scout Case with his second foul, team eight. Drew Devine will go up to the free throw line for the first time to shoot 1-1. Preserving some time, 37.7 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Ryan Mack will check in for Scout Case. The offensive or defensive substitution. He had no idea what Drew Devine is shooting from the free throw line. Nick Denton did not have a set of season stats available for me. A bounce, and a softer rim work to Devine's advantage. He gets the bonus. The lead is four, a two-possession game once again, 51-47. Devine converts on the back end. Marshall 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. In the fourth quarter, 52-47, here is Michael Magos. Leaning in front of Bennett, he leaves it short. Rebound comes to Brubaker. The Cardinals trying to foul him. Magos almost got the steal. Magos and Stempien involved. And Magos is going to be assessed to foul his first, team nine. The Marshall student section, the Hawks nest, starting to say, nah, nah, hey, hey, kiss him goodbye. But there's still plenty of time, guys. Just a five-point lead, 26.3 seconds left. Brubaker to the line. He sinks the first. He gets the bonus. That is a ninth team foul against the Cardinals. The final 1-1, and Brubaker converts on the front end. Misses the back end. The ball tipped by Bennett, hauled in by Beck Hughes, and he checked in during the last break. Here comes Luke Stempien going coast to coast. Layup is good. Timeout Coldwater. 17.3 seconds left. It's 53-50. Cardinals trail by three. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
There's a score correction. Coldwater now trailing by 4, 53-49. Marshall Ball coming out of the timeout. Scott Pace going for the immediate foul. Brian Kelly thought that Drew Devine was involved in some extracurriculars as well, but we're going to go 94 feet the other way, this time for a pair from the free throw line. This fourth quarter, Marshall 5 of 6 from the stripe. Still didn't get a determination of who picked up the foul yet. I think it was against Scout Case, which would be his third. Drew Devine converts the first. And Brian Kelly will call his final timeout. Full timeout. We'll take a full timeout as well. 15.1 seconds left, 54-49 Red Hawks. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
54-49, 5-point Marshall lead with 15.1 seconds left. Coming out of the Coldwater's final timeout, Drew Devine back the free throw line to make it a 6-point game. 15.1 seconds left. The Cardinals will definitely have to start looking long ball here. Devine makes both of them. Here comes Luke Stempien. 14, 13, 12 seconds left. Stempien gives it to Magos for three from the right corner. Bounces off the rim. Off of Reynolds. Yep. Although Mock poked it away from behind, it was off of Landry Reynolds underneath. 6.6 seconds left. Cardinals trail by six. Beck Husen is looking, finds Tackard. He launches a triple. It hits the side of the backboard, goes out of bounds. That should about do it. 55-49, 6-point lead. And the inbound comes to Jacob Brubaker. He's just going to dribble out the clock. Those it sounds, the game is over. And the final score, the Marshall Redhawks get their first snag East win of the season by beating the Coldwater Cardinals, holding them off at the end, 55-49, thanks to a 7-of-8 performance from the Charity Stripe near the end. Marshall improves to 1-4 overall, 2-5 in the SMAC East. The Cardinals drop to 0-5 in the division, 1-6 overall. Again, your final score, Marshall 55, Coldwater 49, back with the post game after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTEB.
Did you know that for over 80 years,
Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
This time of year, going out means looking for a place to get in out of the cold. And Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater is the perfect place. There are so many things that make Benedict's a hot spot, like choice Black Angus, daily dinner and drink specials with 24 beers on tap and daily happy hour from 4 to 6, and live entertainment Thursday nights. That's Coldwater's premier steakhouse. Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a dad that needs a reliable car to get to his new job.
We're on it, Al.
My new job starts tomorrow, but we have terrible credit.
Don't worry. Rainbow Motor Sales will give you $1,000 for your trade with guaranteed credit approval.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Marshall High School. The gym starting to empty out here at the home of the Red Hawks, who pick up their first Mac East win of the season, holding off Coldwater 55-49. Biggest lead that either team has had throughout the night was the 8 points that Marshall had midway through the third quarter, 42-34. The Cardinals did have a 4-point lead at a couple different times during the contest. That was how competitive and close this contest was, but the Cardinals coming out on the short end of the stick tonight. Still waiting to hear how the Cardinal girls fared against the Marshall Redhawks. That was much closer than anyone really could have expected. Last score we had there was 34-29. Marshall leading the Lady Cards. Hopefully we'll be able to get you a final before we sign off from here at Marshall. Oh, let's go over the scoring summary here for the boys contest for the victorious Marshall Redhawks, who again improved to 1-4 overall and 2-5 in the SMAC East. Jacob Brubaker finished the night with 9. Terry and Patterson with 2. Danny Welke with 8. Landry Reynolds led the way for the Red and Black with 13. Angus Bennett with 12. Devontae Birch with 2. And Drew Devine with 9. That's 55 once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, still looking for their first SMAC East win at 0-5 in the division, 1-6 overall. We had Luke Beckhusen with 2, Scout Case with 2, Grant Maurer with 5, Luke Stempion leading all scorers with 23, Brian Mock with 9, Logan Taggart with 8. Those are the 49 that are up on the board for Coldwater. By the quarters, very close in every frame. Marshall won the first 13-10. Coldwater won the second 13-11. Marshall won the third 13-11 and the fourth 18-15. Brian Kelly now joining us, Mike's side, for our post-game interview. Much better looking game tonight, I thought.
Well, we were. I thought we were much more aggressive on the offensive end of the floor and stuff like that. We just, we just missed some shots. We missed finishing a couple, two or three times. We have the lead and the possession of the ball, and just didn't finish. Had a couple silly turnovers. Had a great couple scoring opportunities and just couldn't finish the play. So, I thought we played really, really hard. Give credit to Marshall. They made the shots that they needed to make. And the three-point line just basically, that really was the difference in the basketball game. We didn't guard them very well out there. I mean, they make 5 of 8 for 62%. And we're 1 for 7. And, those 4 12-point difference, that's a big part of the game in the 6-point game.
Oh, Luke Stempien, he really carried the team with a game-high 23 points. But Ryan Mock and Logan Taggart getting more involved offensively and defensively, 9 and 8 points respectively for them, and they both led the way rebounding with 5 apiece.
Yeah, I mean, and those three are big key contributors to our team. They've been there all year. They've had ups and down games, but I mean, the three of them work extremely hard and they play extremely hard. And, tonight they really carried us. And if it wasn't for them, we would have struggled a lot more than what we did, but at least, they kept us in the basketball game, gave us a chance to win there in the fourth quarter. And that's really all you ask is, give yourself a chance to win the fourth quarter. Tonight we just didn't finish it the way I would have liked.
Well, coming up, we'll make this quick as we know that the bus is wanting to leave as soon as possible. A big challenge coming up on Friday night up at Battle Creek Central.
Oh, yeah. Probably as good a team as we will see all year. They're top-notch. They've had six, seven sophomores on the varsity for 3 years, or 6 or 7 kids since their sophomore year on the varsity. Now they're seniors. So, yeah, it'll be a big challenge for us to go up there and get ready for that one. But we will. We'll get back to the drawing board tomorrow and work on some more things and try and get ready for Friday.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, thank you for your time. We'll see you up at the new Battle Creek Central High School gym on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show as the Coldwater Cardinals fall to the Marshall Redhawks 55-49, going over some of the other stats. Coldwater finished 41.2% shooting from the field, 9 of 24 in the first half, 12 of 27 in the second half. As Coach Kelly mentioned, just 1 of 7 from the three-point line, 6 of 14 from the charity stripe for the Cardinals, 42.9%. Meanwhile, Marshall finished the game 19 out of 40 shooting, 47.5%. They were 5 of 8 from downtown, as Coach Kelly mentioned, 62.5%. 2 triples from Brubaker, 2 from Danny Welke. And 1 from Drew Devine. Total rebounds, the Redhawks had the slight 30-29 edge. Angus Bennett had 9 boards to go along with his 12 points. Landry Reynolds, 6 rebounds to go with his 13. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, Ryan Mock and Logan Taggart leading the way with 5 apiece for the Cardinals. Turnovers, 10 for Coldwater, 15 for Marshall. Off of those turnovers, the Redhawks with a 14-13 edge. 13 assists for Marshall, led by Jacob Brubaker with 3 and Danny Welke with 2. Angus Bennett had 3 assists as well. Points off the bench, Marshall with 4 and Coldwater with 2. Second chance points, Coldwater 8 and Marshall 5. While we await the final score of the girls' varsity game, we can tell you that the Cardinal boys were basically swept by Marshall in the JV game. It was 59-45 final for the Red Hawk JVs. Nate Waterbury led all scorers with 13, Colin Warner with 13 for Coldwater, as Coach Quinn Berry's JV squad pick up just their first loss of the season. It was a very tight JV contest earlier tonight, which the Marshall freshmen won by a score of 44-41. And elsewhere, the Coldwater JV and freshman girls basketball teams fell to the Red Hawks. The JV is 45-23, and the freshman 42-24. Take this one last break for McDonald's in Branch County and come back with our McDonald's player of the game.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Whether McDonald's player of the game, and I guess we'll say players in the plural, because as you heard Brian Kelly mention in the post-game interview, without the scoring efforts of Luke Stempien, Ryan Mock, and Logan Taggart collectively, the game would have been a little bit more of a blowout. As it is, the Cardinals fall just by the score of 55-49. So, congratulations to Luke Stempien, to Ryan Mock, and to Logan Taggart, our McDonald's players of the game, as the Marshall Redhawks beat the Coldwater Cardinals here, final score of 55-49. We take a quick look at what's coming up for the Redhawks. Well, actually, before that, we'll mention that the Coldwater boys and girls will be up at Battle Creek Central coming up on Friday night. That game will be played at the new Battle Creek Central High School gym, as have most of the games up at Battle Creek Central this season because of a new change in school hours. The only basketball games that have been played at the old Fieldhouse were the ones that took place in the Chuck Turner Holiday Classic. So we'll be up at the Battle Creek Central new gym. Quinn Berry will join the mic side from Battle Creek Central for both the girls and the boys varsity games against the Bearcats beginning at 5:30. The girls varsity game tipping off at 5:45. The boys at about 7:15. Meanwhile, coming up for the Marshall Redhawks, they travel to Go Lake, getting back into action. They are the other undefeated team left in the SMAC East, so that should be an interesting game from home of the Blue Devils coming up on Friday night. But again, Quinn Berry joins me, Mike Side, from Battle Creek Central Friday night beginning at 5:30. We hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Marshall High School. For Sean Delaney, back in the WTVB studio, assisted by Justin Lopshire and former broadcast partner Quinn Berry, who will join me again on Friday. Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Redhawks. Final score here, the Redhawks 55, the Coldwater Cardinals 49. Until Friday from the Serial City, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Obelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.